dive right in and see what Scripture says about walking by faith. Ephesians 2:8 through 9 says, "For grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Our walk with God begins with our faith in Jesus. Back when we accepted Him as our Savior, when we trusted Him, faith is a gift from God, not a result of anything we do, except for accepting Him as our Savior. So, after our walk with God begins, then what? How should we now live? Colossians 2:6 through 7 says, "Therefore, as you receive Jesus Christ, the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." You might say right here that you've been walking by faith for a long time, that this message isn't for you. But here, Paul is teaching the Colossians to go back to their foundational teaching when they first became Christians. Remember that time. Go back and remember that time when you put your trust in Christ and how excited you were and how you were drawn to Christ and how you were excited about learning more about Him and His Word. Paul used the words rooted and built up to remind them of their firm foundation. So we need to be reminded today of our firm foundation and go back to that and hold on to it. It's so important that we establish a firm foundation in Jesus. And we do that by praying and Bible study so that we cannot be wavered from the truth. Our world now, it offers so many beliefs and opinions, but the only ones that really matter should have God's Word to back them up. Let's look into some verses that will define faith. Acts 27:25 says, "So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. In order to have faith, we must take heart, paying attention and believing in our hearts that Jesus is who He says He is. Romans 4:20-21 says, "No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised." Abraham trusted God here, and he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. He had faith that God would fulfill his promises. And we can have that same faith. We can have that same faith that God will fulfill his promises. Let's ask God to give us the faith that Abraham had and let us give God all the glory. We must be fully convinced that God is able to do what He promises. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." So what does faith make possible in our lives? Well, in Matthew 21:22, it says faith makes answered prayer possible. In James 2:23, says faith makes intimacy with God possible. We can have an intimate relationship with God. Ephesians 3:12 says faith makes access to God possible. Hallelujah. What would we do without access to God? I can't even imagine. Ephesians 6:16 says, faith makes power over Satan possible. That is just a wonderful gift that God has given us, power through our faith in Him to have power over Satan. Romans 15:13 says, faith makes hope, joy, and peace possible. Amen. Real faith moves from belief in what is true about God to a trusting intimacy with God. Let's look in 2 Corinthians 5:7. And it says, "Walk by faith, not by sight." We don't physically see Jesus in human form, but We believe and have faith because of the gift of the Holy Spirit and God's Word that shows us the life of Jesus and everything that led up to and pointed to Jesus as our Savior. So we can walk by faith, not by sight. We don't have to see Him in a physical human body. We can have the faith in our heart in Him that He is who He says He is. Having faith is sometimes hard for us, but in Matthew 13:58, it tells us that the sin of unbelief can keep us from seeing God work. That's scary. I love this quote. The opposite of faith is not doubt. It is unbelief. Doubt only needs more facts. Unbelief is disobedience and refuses to act in accordance with what God has declared. Reverend Charles Finney said that. And I just love that. Because sometimes we doubt. But here he's reminding us that it's not just doubt. It's us not believing that God is who He says He is. Remember the story of Doubting Thomas in John 20? I love Jesus' response to Thomas's doubt. Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So that response to Thomas there was, you know, you don't have to see me to believe. Let's not be a Thomas today. Let's build our faith with the promise of God and allow Him to remind us that walking by faith is the only way to walk. Join me next week as we continue learning what are some more steps we can take in our walk in faith that will give us more assurance of God's plans for us. May God bless you always and in always. Have a great week.